Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Sorry about that, everyone. We had a little technical difficulties, but we got Matt Flynn here coming back. Matt, we got you on the air now. Matt, are you there? Matt, can you hear me? All right, Sam. Don't worry about this. We're working on it, folks. But welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, as well as on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. As we try to figure out how to connect Matt in, here we go. Let's try one more time. Matt, can you hear me? Matt, can you hear me? All All right, Matt, we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do for this next segment. But unfortunately, it sounds like Matt is having some technical difficulties from his at-home studio. But folks, if you want to join the show, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Third time is the charm, Matt. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you can put me on. I'm on a cell phone with not a ton of power. I can get through a segment.
All right.
I don't know what's happening to the internet. And
we're on the air right now, Matt. Let's just pick up where we left off. We were touching base on Putin and the Logan Act. Take it away.
Matt Flynn Direct, back in action. Putin did not take me out. We lost internet connection momentarily. We've lost internet connection momentarily. So I am calling in on a phone. You'll forgive the difference in sound. Some good news coming out of Ukraine. Elon Musk is a giant. He is a great guy. The Ruskies knocked Ukraine off of the internet. And so Elon Musk set up receivers for Starlink, which is kind of alternate to the internet. He put out a warning. He put out a message that the Ruskies are targeting Elon Musk's Starlink. So they're doing their best, but here's the problem. Ukraine is 45 million people, the Ruskies well over 300 million. And at some point, if the West is going to do nothing, it's not hard to see what happens if 300 some odd million people, especially in a police state with martial law, come sweeping down on a smaller one like that. One indication that some of these people are getting cold feet, getting a little wobbly, is that Alexander Lukashenko, the Nazi that's the head of the Belarus government, who was beaten in an election and then he just took power, he flat out just took power by force. He's a Putin sycophant. He passed a crooked constitutional provision that permits Putin to put nuclear weapons in Belarus. What that means is Western Belarus borders with Poland. That means that Putin can put nuclear weapons 2 miles from Poland with easy launching distances to Berlin, Prague, Paris, Munich, Vienna, Rome, and the UK. However, even he, crooked, servile dog that he is, Alexander Lukashenko, just announced that Belarusian forces will not go to war, will not go down into Ukraine. And about 2 days ago, he said they would. 2 days ago, he said they would. And what he said was, I'm all in with Putin. Now he's holding back. I suspect what happened is he said to Putin, look, the West has just imposed sanctions on me too. And they're not taking, they're cutting are their imports of us. The only thing we have to sell is potash, some chemicals, and some things like that, and they're not going to buy him. We're going to get killed. Please release me. Please release me. Set me free. And Putin said, well, for this one time, I will, because we have plenty of people to go in. So the Belarusian dog, Lukashenko, has said, okay, well, he's not going to go in. Okay, so is that good news? Well, I know what's going on. Yeah, theoretically, it's good news. Theoretically, good news. Viktor Orban of Hungary is a right-wing guy, disgusting individual, pro-Putin, but he's got to be careful. Hungary was invaded by the Ruskies back in 1956, and the Ruskies set up a building, a torture chamber in downtown Budapest. I've been there. I was in Budapest several times in the last couple of years, and it's an awful building. They drag you in there, and you can hear screams from the window. In the old days, they've kept it as kind of a museum, as a grisly museum. I wouldn't go in it. But Viktor Orban knows his country, knows this history. So Viktor Orban was going to veto EU sanctions against Russia. One veto. There's 30 people in the EU. One veto would have done it, would have sunk it. And I think what happened is everybody in the EU got together. Viktor Orban said, look, dude, shut up and sit down. And he finally reluctantly calls Putin, this is Hungary, supposedly on our side, calls Putin, and he says, okay, I'm not going to, I can't veto it. If I veto it, somehow whatever. And so is that good news? You know, I suppose it's good news because he chickened out. Another piece of good news, there's a huge increase in sales for the Ukrainian flag in Milwaukee. Everybody. My wife has a Ukrainian flag, blue and gold, blue and yellow. Beautiful flag. And the best flag is our flag, but after that, right now, it would be the Ukrainian flag. One other thing, good news. Ukraine has killed Major General Andrei Sukhovetsky. He's a deputy commander of the 41st Combined Arms Army of the Central Military District. Saw combat all over the place. He was in there to butcher Ukrainians. He's one of the paratroopers, and they killed his sorry you-know-what. They killed him. A terrific blow. Just keep doing it. As Zelensky said, we're not out for revenge, but we will defend ourselves. They treat wounded Russian soldiers. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789 or text 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
When he said, John, go do my will, go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time.